Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Camplex burnout pad project races towards October deadline. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A concrete burnout pad planned at Camplex could break ground soon, but officials say the clock is ticking to complete it by the Blessed Performance Truck Fest on October 3rd and 4th. According to the Gillette News Record, Camplex and local diesel performance shop Blessed Performance are partnering on the project, which has a $100,000 budget from the Camplex Events Fund. But with engineering and construction costs rising, Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles says adjustments may need to be made. Lyles told the land board last week, "It's not rocket science. We've got to get it done, but we also have to do it right. It's a public facility." Preliminary engineering is underway, and with no building permit required, construction could move quickly. The pad will sit near Wrangler Road, north of Morningside Park, and may serve future events beyond burnouts. The board approved pulling up to $15,000 from the capital budget for design costs, with the remaining funds going towards construction. Still, board member Jerry Means cautioned against committing to construction budgets before final designs are in hand. Jury trial set in defamation case between lawmakers and Wyoming Freedom PAC. A jury will decide next June whether a political action committee defamed two Sweetwater County lawmakers with campaign messages accusing them of trying to remove Donald Trump from Wyoming's presidential ballot. According to WildFile, State Representatives J.T. Larson and Cody Wiley filed a defamation lawsuit in 2024 against Wyoming Freedom PAC, which backs the hardline Wyoming Freedom Caucus. The lawmakers say the PAC knowingly spread false claims in texts and mailers that distorted a vote on a budget footnote, limiting the Secretary of State's legal powers, not a Trump-related ballot issue. The six-person jury trial is set to begin June 15, 2026. The lawmakers argue the false accusations were especially harmful in deep red Wyoming, where Trump loyalty is often tied to Republican identity. Freedom PAC leaders called the suit lawfare and argue the messages were political speech protected by the First Amendment. A judge allowed the defamation case to move forward, saying the PAC fabricated a vote that never occurred. Both sides are now preparing for trial. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.